There certainly needs to be physical attraction, but if that's all there is, if that's the only thing that they like about each other, then that isn't true love. That's just a skin-deep love.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. In this episode, we listen to a Bible study on the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 14. Given at Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, England, on the 31st of December, 2023.
O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Over the past few days, I've noticed out of my bedroom window, there's been several times now a lone dove just sitting on a branch there. And even when we had the storms through last week, the wind was howling and the rain was lashing down, and this dove just sat there all on its own. And that made me think about doves and how different the doves or a dove is to a lot of other birds. And it was last Sunday that I first saw this dove, and there was something that I was worrying about and going round and round in my head, and I'd been praying about it, but I hadn't really been able to rest, because I just had this worry going round and round. And after I prayed about this thing that I was worrying about, I thought about Psalm 107. And in Psalm 107, it says about those that go down to the sea in ships, and how they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. And the picture there in Psalm 107 is of the stormy waves and the ship in the storm, getting tossed around by the waves. And that's likened to somebody who's got a trouble. And that was a bit what my mind felt like, all over the place. And then it says, and they cry unto their Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. And I've just been thinking about this particular part of Psalm 107, and I looked out the window and I saw this dove there on the branch, and that made me think of peace. The dove is a symbol of peace, and God brings peace. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and peace by his blood has Jesus made. And so, whatever our trouble may be, especially if it's the trouble of our sins, we should bring it to Jesus, who is the one who can make the storm a calm. So then, as I was thinking more about the dove, I came to this verse, verse 14, in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. And especially as we've recently been considering the church, the Song of Solomon, it might seem like quite a hard book to understand. And the whole of the Song of Solomon is really a love song between two lovers. And who are these lovers? Well, it's Christ and his church. The church are God's people. They are those true believers in Christ. And so this whole book is almost a back and forth of Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, declaring his love to the bride, his church, and the other way round, the bride talking about her love for Christ. Now, these might seem like quite strong words, and as we go through the Song of Solomon, and you might think, well, how can this be the language of the church? How can the people have such strong language? How can you say things like, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine? How can you say that about somebody you've never seen? Now, the church have never seen Christ with their physical eyes. And you might think, well, I could say these sorts of things about my husband or my wife, but how can somebody say this about someone they've never seen? How can there be such strong love language about somebody who I've never seen? Now, when we think about human relationships and the relationship between a husband and a wife, there certainly needs to be physical attraction, but if that's all there is, if that's the only thing that they like about each other, then that isn't true love. That's just a skin-deep love. But true love goes much deeper than that with a human relationship. A husband and wife must love the personality of each other. And how does that love come about? Well, they talk to each other and they discover what's inside, what's beneath the skin. They see the things that the other person does and the way they act and maybe the kind things that they do. And so, over time, that love deepens and it grows, which is much deeper than just a shallow physical attraction. And so we can compare that to the love the church have, that God's people have, to Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, yes, they can't see him, but the whole Bible declares Christ's goodness. The more and more it's revealed, the more they discover in it. They discover Christ's love, his goodness, his beauty. And they discover more and more the greatness of what he's done for them. No husband or wife will do what Christ has done for sinners. Christ has taken the punishment of hell that his people deserve. He's taken it by enduring death on the cross. And so this love that Christ gives to his people and that his people have is far greater than any human relationship. Humans are imperfect, and however much we love someone, they still have imperfections, but Christ is perfect, and the more his church see of him in the scriptures, the more they discover of him, the more they love him, the more they love his person, the more they see him revealed. That brings us to verse 14. The church is likened to a dove. O my dove, thou art that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. And who is likened to a rock in Scripture? The rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. The church are in the clefts of the rock. They're safe in Christ. And what about the stairs? Places of the stairs. Well, Christ is the stairs to the presence of God. He is the one by whom his people have access into the immediate presence of God the Father, into the presence of God in heaven. And it is only through Christ that they have access. And so they are in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. And Christ here says, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. Christ loves to hear his people's prayers and to hear their praises. And he says, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. And how can a sinner have a comely countenance? How can they be beautiful in God's sight when they are black with sin? Well, it is only as they are seen in Christ's righteousness. Christ takes away that filthy robe of their own righteousness and gives them a new robe, his own righteousness, his perfect obedience, his perfect life is given to them as if they had never sinned. And that's why we can never be deserving of salvation through the things that we do, our own obedience, because it's always marred by sin. We need that righteousness which is Christ's. We read that it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that is what we should be seeking above all else. And it is only in Christ that, in God's sight, we can be comely, like the dove. That dove that is so gentle and so beautiful. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.